I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The 2026 Pirates Week Festival has a theme, Spirits, Gold, and Glory. Youth, Sports, Heritage, and Culture Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, made the announcement in a video posted on YouTube this morning while reconfirming this year's festival dates across all three islands.
Pirates Week continues to be one of the Cayman Islands' premier national festivals, celebrating our heritage, culture, community spirit, and adventurous maritime history that has shaped who we are as a people.
Pirates Week kicks off in the Brac October 30th and 31st, and then it's Grand Cayman November 6th through the 14th, closing in Little Cayman November 20th and 21st.
We invite everyone, residents, visitors, businesses, creatives, performers, and community groups to join us as we prepare to celebrate Pirates Week 2026. Spirits, Golden Glory.
You can find out more at PiratesWeekFestival.com or by following the Cayman Islands government social media channels. Cayman welcomes the next crop of enforcement officers. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller with the details.
The Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control Service is celebrating the graduation of 13 young Caymanians who, quote, successfully completed the CBC recruit training program. They undertook, quote, intensive training in areas such as border security operations, customs enforcement, law enforcement fundamentals, ethics, customer service, physical fitness, and practical field exercises. Jakaylee Swaby picked up the award for Best Overall Trainee and Valedictorian. Their graduation marks the beginning of a career in public service, protecting Cayman's borders, upholding its laws, and serving the community with, quote, professionalism and dedication. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The Department of Education Services says its annual summer school program continues to make a positive impact on students across the islands. The three-week initiative focuses on giving children opportunities for productive and memorable hands-on learning. Radio Cayman intern Tyler Stewart has more.
The Department of Education Services has wrapped up its 2026 summer school program after 3 weeks of learning and enrichment activities. The program, which ran from July 7th to July 24th, served government primary school students across 10 school hubs throughout the Cayman Islands. Students received targeted English and mathematics instruction in small group settings, while also taking part in STEM activities, traditional Caymanian crafts, storytelling, and educational field trips. According to DES, 87% of students said they felt more confident in their literacy and numeracy skills by the end of the program. Parents also gave overwhelmingly positive feedback, with every survey respondent saying they would enroll their child again next year. DES Director Mark Ray says the program's success is a reflection of the dedication of teachers, support staff, and school leaders, adding that, quote, the department will continue using feedback from students, parents, and staff to strengthen the program in the years ahead. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.